GMO Sugar Beets with no GMO, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. No matter how many scientists seem to weigh in on the safety of genetically modified foods, there's still a public perception of danger. Here are the opinions of a couple of high-level scientists. Dr. Steve Strauss is a distinguished genetics professor at Oregon State University.
Simplot Plant Sciences, they've been working on modifications to potato that are really scientifically cool and are really going to create some of the first products that consumers should be able to say, this technology really has something for me. And they're doing it in a way where they're using potato DNA.
Allison Van Eneman, cooperative extension specialist in animal biotechnology in the Department of Animal Science at the University of California, Davis.
The data don't show that there's any concerns related to the feeding of genetically engineered feeds to livestock.
And if you're still in doubt, here's a little sunshine to break up your rain clouds. It's been reported that sugar coming from sugar beets, which are almost exclusively genetically modified, is completely free of any proteins containing traces of genetic engineering because they are removed when sugar beets are processed into sugar. Here's Executive Director of the Idaho Sugar Beet Growers Association, Mark Ruffin.
That's my understanding, that the sucrose that is extracted from the beets is the pure sucrose or sugar, and it contains no organic material. All the genetics would be removed.
Hey, doubters, great news. Sugar must be good for you.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.